live.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I think so. Thank you for listening. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are. Because yes, Agenda 21 Radio is worldwide. You know, Kiev? Really? That's somewhere like Russia. Oh, I'm sorry, Ukraine. Yeah, I mean, it's just some of the listeners that we have. We really appreciate your listenership from wherever you are. Australia, China, Vietnam. It's interesting. Not a lot from Mexico. I wonder what that's all about. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Mitch McConnell needs to go. That's, I guess, isn't that just music to some ears out there? Someone saying Mitch McConnell needs to go. Fine. I mean, we need to rid ourselves of Mitch McConnell. Mumbles, as we call him here on Agenda 21 Radio. He needs to go. Listen, but this is not... some people... God, Paul, you're really crass so early in the show. Listen, that's not that at all. This is something that we have been saying on this radio show for years now, and you know it. You all deeply know that Mitch McConnell really is a globalist. We have been lumping him into it's like a lump of coal. Now, do you want a lump of coal in your house? My parents, when I was a young child, I was scarred by this. I got a Christmas present one time in a box. It was a lump of coal. You know the old story about, you know, you're going to get a lump of coal for Christmas and that's it? Well, you know, it had some validity to it because, you know, during the Depression, especially on the East Coast, a lump of coal really meant something. Like maybe could keep your house a little bit warmer during the winter nights. That is, that's really, I mean, there's some significance to that terminology. But I got a lump of coal one time. It was a joke. It was a joke. I didn't know what to make of it. I can remember I was just a little kid, you know. A lump of coal. But, you know, I was getting other presents. You know, I was getting other. They were just joshing me. But I thought to myself, wow, you know, people really do things like that. Anyway, the lump of coal right now in the freezing house is Mitch McConnell. I guess I should say the freezing Senate. Yeah, mumbles, goes out. You see, the thing about Mitch McConnell is that when the president was in the transition period and he was making nice with the president, he was kind of like, oh, we're going to pass. Remember the statements that were out there? We're going to pass. We got to repeal Obamacare first thing. I mean, he was pounding on the table. We have to repeal. He was one of those kind. And then, of course, as the president starts to settle in and there's more and more problems for the president, there's Russia, 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 and all, the Dems are doing this and doing that, and there's Robert Mueller and blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, the plan from Mumble starts to fall apart, doesn't it? And he progressively just starts to slip back into the slithery swamp personality that he always has been. You see, the more trouble that started to befall President Trump as he started to become, you know, started to establish the reins of government under the Trump presidency. And I think the more that Mitch McConnell said, well, you know, this president's a one-term president. And I can just be a, I have to be a, I, you know, listen, I am a person of the swamp. I am a product of the swamp. I'm loyal to the swamp. I have to be in the swamp. I have to slither with the rest of the slithery things, slimy things, the rotifers, the paramecia, things like that. He has to be one of those. So, the Euglena. He reminds me of a Euglena. Look it up. A flagellate. He has a flagella. And not a flatulate. You think I'm calling a flatulate? A flatulate. One of those other methane creatures. So many flatulates. You know, he's contributing to global warming because of the methane from cow flatulates. No, Euglena has a flagellum on it, a flagella. Do you know what that is? It's like a little tail that comes out and flicks around on a one-celled creature. Yeah, they live in the swamp. They're totally swamp creatures. Come on. They're even green. When you take a look at them underneath a microscope, they're fascinating creatures. Well, of a sort. It's kind of interesting. I'm serious. You look them up, and you're going to look at a Euglena, and you're going to go, oh, my God, that looks just like, I mean, Paul, your symbolism is wonderful. Listen, a radio host, a biologist turned radio host, a wacko environmentalist turned radio host. Well, you get these descriptors. I mean, I can't even... a dinoflagellate? No, he's not a dinoflagellate. But a Euglena... Well, I guess a Euglena is a dinoflagellate. No, it's not. It's not diatomaceous. I mean, okay, diatomaceous earth. I mean, I could get into all kinds of stuff when I start talking about the swamp creatures. But the swamp creature that is of most interest right now, that is really truly showing himself to be a swamp creature, is Mumbles himself, Mitch McConnell. He needs to go. And, you know, I love what the president has done here. Mitch McConnell will go. Now, what I mean he's going to go, he's got four more years, five more years. Mitch McConnell is not going to be the leader of the Senate much longer. That's my opinion. He needs to go. He has proved himself to be worthless. And in fact, he has proved himself, like I said, to be nothing more than a creature of the swamp that needs to be eliminated. And we can eliminate him from the leadership role of the Senate and do so appropriately. He has decided that he's not going to contribute anything to this president any longer. And, of course, repeal of Obamacare, he could have done that. He could have put that through. He could have gotten everything's lined up right away, and he didn't. He's saying, oh, we just need more time. And the president now, he's out there openly criticizing the president, slamming the president, which is now, of course, we thought he would do. I mean, so, but let's go back to Rance Priebus very quickly. Another swamp creature. And what happened to Rance? They bring in the henchmen to fire him. I mean, they bring brilliant Scaramucci. Remember that? I think that was just nothing more. That whole Scaramucci thing was to say, look, we're going to fire this guy. And who is the guy they're talking about? Rance Priebus. Rance Priebus. Don't you love it? Rance Priebus. Mr. Well, I guess you can say Mr. Backstabber himself. But, you know, Rance Priebus was a member of the swamp, a true member of the swamp. Trump had to bring him along, and he did. He used Rance Priebus until it was obvious that Rance Priebus had to go. And guess what? Rance Priebus was shown the door by a guy by the name of Scaramucci. I think that whole escapade with Scaramucci was to crush Rance Priebus, and he did. Remember, he accused Rance Priebus of being the leaker. And by the way, how many of us thought the original leaker out of the White House was Rance Priebus? Now, let's see. Rance is gone, and a couple of other staffers. How many leaks have we had since then? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on the Swamp Creature Show. Mumbles. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Mumbles. What else is going on? We got a ton of stuff going on. Yeah. If you're in the state capital of California, don't videotape. Just don't. Just something to learn. Okay, so here it is. This is one of these pre-Drudge Fridays. And boy, do we have a thing coming up here in the next... I'd probably do it the next segment. Maxine Waters. Maxine. Don't you love the girl? Come on, girlfriend. Maxine Waters. Now, it's kind of interesting. Maxine Waters started off her career, I think in South Central Los Angeles, if I recall, in her 43rd district of congressional district in Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Now, it's kind of interesting because Maxine Waters has got a challenger now, a Hispanic fella who's a Breitbart friend. Yeah, Andrew Breitbart. That Andrew Breitbart. You know, it's pictured with him and stuff. It's kind of, and of course, I know Andrew's deceased. That's hello. But he was a young fella growing up several years ago and got to know Andrew Breitbart. And now he's running. He is running for the congressional seat of Maxine Waters, and he's going to win. Maxine's going to be blindsided. The district now is predominantly Hispanic, and he is Hispanic, and he's Republican. And not only that, he's a hardcore conservative Andrew Breitbart Republican. Hello, where do you get that? Well, there's a lot more of those Californians running around than people realize, and that's just it. I think that's going to be the big surprise coming out of the 2018 and 2020 elections, that the conservative Republicans of Mexican descent are in fact going to be rising. And they're going to be rising in a number of different places that are going to surprise the holy snot, right? I'm sorry. Well, the snot. Some people don't have holy snot, I understand. So I have to be specific. I'm being snot politically correct. But I like the holy thing. That's going to surprise the holy snot out of all of us. And that's a good thing. Time for Agenda 21 coffee. I'm sorry, but it's just too irresistible. Just before airtime, it perked off. Oh, my God. Right here in the studio. So we can't resist it. Cannot resist it. Anyway, so I think there's going to be a big, big surprise coming for Maxine. of course, California's got this crazy primary thing going on. And by the way, you know, you can't say enough bad things about the leadership of the California Republican Party. They're globalists, and they're beholding most of them to George Soros. And that's just a little bit of a reality check we all have to have about the Republican Party in California. And so it's going to be an interesting runoff in the primary in 2018. We'll see if the Jerry Brown Democrats and the globalists they're globalists. You got to lump it together. There's that lump of coal thing. You got to lump it together. You notice that coal's carbon. Let's give the globalists that carbon credit that they deserve. The big lump of coal. Listen, don't get me started this morning. A lot of great things are happening, and I'm so excited. So anyway, I'm slipping into the carbon biology diatomaceous. I don't want to get in there. But you have an election system that's totally rigged in California. Absolutely rigged to the max. And the question is, will the democratically controlled, the Jerry Brown totalitarian mindset people, will we have broken the yoke of their illegal schemes about voting in California by the 2018 primary? And I think we will. I think that we're well on our way. I mean, there's a lot of questions that these people need to ask federally. And, of course, you can see that they're starting to stand in defiance of federal law. And I think that's all in preparation for this 2018 vote on CalExit to secede. Timing couldn't be better, actually. Timing couldn't be better. Okay, so I think that there's going to be a change in mindset, especially with the Mexicans that live in California. Okay, there I said it. Because the vast majority of Mexicans that I talk to, and listen, I talk to illegal immigrants, but the ones that I talk with, work with, and so on, they don't like Jerry Brown. They don't like the globalists. They don't like any of this stuff. They're not cottoning too well to the illegal voting, and they understand the Bernie Sanders thing. So you guys, Bernie Sanders friends, you better my suggestion to you, because you got screwed. You got absolutely screwed on June 7th of 2016 by Jerry Brown. And we know this. Take a look. They think that there's a 144% voter enrollment in Los Angeles. Now, what's wrong with that number? Well, maybe it's about the extra 44%, don't you think? See, this is the Judicial Watch finding that they found out about the voter rolls in 11 different counties. Now, this is just the minimal evidence that's out there, right? Now, we know there's a lot more out there. Yeah, I mean, you got all these provisional ballots. I mean, so being enrolled to vote is one thing. Having provisional ballots en masse is another, which indicates that the people that originally were intended to vote didn't get a chance to vote, but they voted provisionally when their votes didn't count. Yeah. What about those? In other words, people would go in and claim names that they weren't and vote, and people, when they walked in to vote, they found out, oh, you already voted. Here's a provisional ballot. You vote now. Provisional ballots weren't counted, but the other ones were. And it wasn't until after the election that provisional ballots were counted. Then we start to find out, oops, well, we got problems. Those people that we actually did elect and certify that are in office, they did not get the votes they said that they got originally. And then there's the busing thing. Now, it's interesting. I was in a meeting last night. Man, it's always meetings. What's up with that? So I was in a meeting last night, and with somebody from the old days, so to speak, Southern California old days. And we were reminiscing about the fact that even then, there was the busing thing that was going on. I mean, even then, this was 70s. But, you know, the old days, that back then, places like Maxine Waters District was replete with people being bussed around from one polling place to another on election day and voting. The double voting was then. Now, it really got on. I mean, so it was just school buses, LA Unified School Buses. I remember seeing pictures of this and people talking about it at the time. Bus loads from LA, you know, they rent the buses from LA Unified. Second largest school district in the nation. Boy, they had those Crown buses, those old Crown buses. And these people would get on the buses. You'd get 50 or 60 people on a bus. They'd travel off to one poll to the next. Vote five or six times. But they had dozens of buses doing this. That was back in the 70s. Well, it got really big in 2016. Something to think about. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, where we can find you a lump of coal anytime.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And then they developed it. I'm Laura Ingraham, guest hosting, while Tucker is on vacation.
They believe the Obama administration would have done that, and I think they're absolutely correct.
Do you know what a liberal idea of Armageddon is? No, it's not a nuclear North Korea, but a successful Trump presidency. Do you know what the never Trump Republicans on Capitol Hill fear the most? No, it's not ISIS, and it's not a 5,000 point drop in the Dow, but a successful Trump presidency. Today is the 200th day of this administration, and despite the hyperventilation and alarmism we're hearing from the National Press Corps, they're prematurely declaring the Trump administration a failure, of course. But in fact, it's the resistance to Trump that is playing a risky gambit. Now, I'm talking about the resistance like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, of course, groups like La Raza and Planned Parenthood on the left, and on the supposed right, Senators Jeff Flake, people like John McCain and Tom Tillis. And what unites all of them is their sad and rather pathetic fear and loathing of President Trump. So they want you so saturated in this endless and mindless Russia story deal and other irrelevant West Wing staff intrigue that's mostly fueled by leaks that you even begin to believe their negative spin. And let's face it, these people are happiest when his numbers go down, when his legislation and his confirmation stall, even if their own approval numbers go down, too. It's like they don't even care. And by the way, their approval numbers have also gone down a lot. And Trump's approval rating may only be, you know, about 37%, according to one poll. But check this out. Tom Tillis's approval rating, North Carolina, 29%. Nancy Pelosi's, 27%. Chuck Schumer's is 26%. And Mitch McConnell's is a very impressive 17%. Now, despite 2 years of nonstop bile and vitriol from Washington's bipartisan elite class, Trump is actually beating all of them. Now, while, of course, it's true that marquee legislative successes are lacking, whether on health care, tax reform, infrastructure, but it's equally true as well that President Trump has done a lot, even without Congress, to make our lives better. Think about it. Consumer confidence, of course, the stock market, new business startups, wages even, and the GDP are all up. And in foreign policy, we have a lot of challenges out there, but his team has worked to forge new alliances where possible and make it clear to our allies that we expect them to pay their fair share for their own defense, not get us suckered into another trade deal or another international deal that saps our wealth and independence. And what else has he done? Well, President Trump has streamlined onerous regulations and red tape in almost every federal department, and he's given relief to our vets at the VA. He's gotten a phenomenal justice confirmed at the Supreme Court and has 29 more poised to be approved to other federal courts. And on trade, well, I said, he put the cheaters on notice, and he's already changed the behavior of offending nations as a result. And I say this, other than maybe Bernie Sanders, he's the only living American politician who could get tens of thousands of people to show up in the middle of the summer, a hot day, and a non-election year to hear him speak. His approval numbers, yeah, they need boosting, that's for sure. But considering the 24/7 media onslaught against him, the distraction of the Russia probe, and the resistance from Congress, both sides in Congress, he's done a heck of a lot in just 200 days. And if he can keep focused, and he can keep his team motivated, keep them together, and put pressure on the Hill to deliver on some of these big issues, he'll improve his numbers, and he'll grow the populist movement. Mark Green is a former New York City public advocate who has created an anti-Trump shadow cabinet online. Hi, Mark. I bet you just loved every word of what I said in
Laura,
my talking points
memo. I'm a big admirer of your skills and endurance. And I did hear what you said, and yeah. I'm talking to an audience who's heard that and tens of thousands of hours on Fox about what you said. May I have a contrary view that's not ideological, but factual?
Yeah. You're here.
Okay. There are two reasons that Trump has been a predictable, historic failure. First, there has never been a president in the modern era of polling who at this point is at 33% favor. Barack Obama, the villain of Fox, was at 60%, and he ended up at 60%. There has never been a president in the modern era who has zero major legislation of his own enacted. Never
so
been a president.
That, so you think the helping the VA.
I didn't know.
Well, guess what? You don't get a mini monologue. I do. But so you're saying the VA legislation is not a big, it's nothing.
Helping veterans is nothing. It's Obama's legislation. He screwed up the VA and they passed it. There's never been a president who had a fire, his chief of staff, of course, and the communications crew and a special counsel.
Now, Obama never fired anyone, even after Benghazi.
Never,
he didn't fire people.
It
That's
took
the problem.
Nixon 6 years to get to a special prosecutor on the brink of impeachment. Of course, with Mueller, with a foreign adversary, according to all the intelligence agencies, penetrating the American democracy to help Trump, you don't deny that.
So, Mark, you actually think what even some former Obama officials say they have no evidence for, which is that Russia changed the outcome of the election. So Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, et cetera, voters turned out because of Putin? Do you actually really think that?
No, your rhetorical question with your voice being raised doesn't cut it. All our intelligence agencies say
that
Russia
tried
to elect Trump. And he lost the vote.
Okay, enough of that mindless thinking. I want to go back to the point, though, about 17% approval for McConnell. What? Mitch has got to go. Mitch has got to go. He's the anchor dragging everybody down. See, the strategy there is they don't care. He doesn't care about where he's at in the polls right now, Mitch McConnell, because he's in for another 5 years. He doesn't care. You know, 5 years from now, everything will change completely. Five or ten, maybe 10 times things will change politically for him. He doesn't really care. So if you are the globalist, you have Mitch McConnell be the anchor for the president. And he's an anchor dragging him down. That's really what it is. So now we have to fish or cut bait and get rid of McConnell. That's really what we have to do. We're not worried about bringing the numbers up. But what we can see here is who is really pulling the president down. Now, I want to say this ties nicely into, I like the word tie at this point, this ties nicely into the president's standard strategy to give them rope. And he's given McConnell rope. And guess who's at the end of the rope? Oh my gosh, Paul, you make so much sense. Don't I, though? I mean, seriously. McConnell is at the end of the rope now. And, you know, this is where McConnell feels empowered. You can just see it in the speech he made the other day. We played it yesterday. You can just see it. He feels empowered at this point that he can come out and he can start bashing on Trump. Well, that dog is not going to hunt. I know that's a term that's near and dear to Mumbles. Can't you see him out there with his hound dog sitting on the porch with the shotgun across his lap? Mumbles? People walk up and say, "Hey, Mitch, what's up?" "Thanks, Mitch. Good to see you. Bye, Mitch." That's Mitch. Don't let the bullets hit you in the back. Oh, I'm sorry, the pellets hit you in the back on your way out. That would be Mitch McConnell. So Mitch, he's at the end of his rope, and that's a good thing. Let's see if we can get different leadership in the Senate. I don't know who that's going to be, but I can bet you it's going to be somebody else other than Mitch McConnell real soon. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And by the way, stop using those hidden video cameras. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for all of your news and information relative to Agenda 21 and, well, the agenda for America, the 21st century. Okay. A lot of things going on. A lot of things going on. Stay tuned for more of what's happening with the new state. That's the big thing. A lot of meetings, man. I just keep a full book. That's just really what it comes down to. It's when do you get sleep anymore? No, you got to get 6 hours sleep every night. Got to do that. That's just a prerequisite. And take those power naps. It's another prerequisite. Okay. Rahm Emanuel, let's never let a crisis go to waste. 400 people killed so far this year in Chicago. Yeah, and he's a sanctuary man. Remember that yesterday we'd had this discussion about sanctuary cities, actually the last couple of days. Now we're getting some people that get it, that understand what's going on a little bit more clearly so we can focus in on the real truth and facts about Rahm Emanuel.
In climate struggle to the civil rights movement. Let's talk to a Republican strategist and founder of the Caldwell Strategic Consulting Group. Giano Caldwell joins us today from Atlanta. Giano, good morning to you.
Thank you for having me.
So what did you make of our former Veep talking about how climate change relates to the civil rights movement?
You know, I found it to be sad that Al Gore and other liberal elites like him continue to build their intellectually dishonest arguments on the back of African Americans. To compare a sincere struggle like civil rights, where people were lynched, their families were destroyed, they had to run out of the South and other places because of the Democratic policies that were in place at that time, to compare that struggle to climate change shows that they're not ready, the Democratic Party aren't ready to move forward and offer real opportunities to everyone and the policy solutions. They want to continue to use the same played talking points that they've used in the past with things like even the LGBT community, nothing against anyone, of course, but civil rights and the fact that you were born a particular color does not compare to any other fight.
You know what else I find astounding? That Al Gore still has gotten his own act together, leave alone his private jet trips. He also has a house that is roughly 21 times more for electricity than he even should. He's got a 20-room mansion using over 230,000 kilowatts of electricity over the past 12 months. So everybody else should cut back. He says that every day looking at the weather report is like the Book of Revelations, but he doesn't want to put a dimmer on his mansion.
It's the liberal philosophy of do as I say, not as I do. That's exactly what that is.
Let's talk about Chicago. I know you're from Chicago originally, and the violence there, it's just over the top. The numbers are staggering. The numbers just in July have pushed Chicago's 2017 homicide total past 400. What do you think needs to be done to stop this?
You know what? This segment here is very, very personal to me. Back on Memorial Day, my younger sibling, my younger kid brother, was in a car with two of his friends on the south side of Chicago when two men walked up and riddled the car with 25 bullets. Mm. Thankfully, my younger brother lived, but his best friend died in his arms. Mm. When I hear about the violence in Chicago, obviously it impacted me personally, but it impacted so many others. When I learned about the situation, I immediately scheduled a meeting with the Trump administration, senior officials over at the Trump administration, and I went to them and I told them what happened. And I said, it's time for President Trump to keep his commitment to send the feds into Chicago. Mm-hmm. And as you know, recently federal agents did go into Chicago, but it shouldn't stop there. Because we see with a mayor like Rahm Emanuel, who's a very dishonest politician, who clearly has shown that black lives don't matter to Rahm Emanuel, black votes matter to Rahm Emanuel. More importantly, sanctuary, keeping the city sanctuary city status is what's important to Rahm Emanuel. The African Americans of that city and other groups who are concerned with the violence should stand up, band together, and vote out that very dishonest mayor. Because at this time, he's shown where his real consideration is, and it is not with the violence on the south and west sides of Chicago, and even now in the downtown areas.
You know, the thing is, regardless of where you stand with Rahm Emanuel, just look at the record. How does he possibly run on that? How could he honestly say that he's got a strategy that's even been implemented to be somewhat effective? It's almost been ignored.
And that's absolutely true. The reason that he doesn't run on any particular record is because he knows that it's failed. So the only benefits that he can do to try to prop himself up to possibly win an election is to be all in on sanctuary cities and illegal immigrants. And I tell you, it's disenfranchising many in that city because you're looking to legitimately protect some, not all, within sanctuary cities that are there illegally have committed crimes. So sure. With that being the case, what message are you really communicating to Chicagoans? Are you the mayor of all people, or are you the mayor of a select few? And right now he's demonstrated that he's the mayor of a select few, and he's personally impacting the people in my very own family, and it's disheartening.
How is your brother, Jim?
I'm thankful to say that we moved him right out of Chicago 2 weeks later, so he's now in California. And I'm thankful that he's safe, he feels better, that he's in a safer environment. But I'm telling you, look, when I was growing up in Chicago, you had to be a part of the life. When people were shot, they usually were part of gang activity or in gangs, and that happened on a number of occasions. Now you can be an infant baby. You can be a senior citizen. It can be me, you, or anyone else just walking the streets of Chicago and literally be shot. So when President Trump said, hey, you can walk outside and be shot, and I know liberals were outraged by that, but it was simply the truth. I don't agree with everything President Trump says or how he says it, but in this instance, my personal experience agrees with what President Trump says, and absolutely, I appreciate the president, and President Trump, I'm sure you're listening, I have a special message for you. Continue to keep the heat on Chicago and its politicians, because they've clearly demonstrated they will not do anything to prevent the violence, especially if it's not lying in their pockets. So we need you, sir, in Chicago to keep the heat up, because that seems like that's the only time that they're concerned.
Yep, the only time Rahm Emanuel is concerned is when the heat's on. The only time he mouths off about sanctuary cities. So he can protect the killers, the murders, the thugs, the cartels. That's Rahm Emanuel. Right out of the Obama playbook. Chaos in the streets of Chicago. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. Over 400 dead. I said 400. Oh, it's over 400 dead in Chicago. Wow. That's what the globalists want. It's getting a little old, isn't it? I mean, it really is. What's really neat is, of course, we're with the Donald Trump cabal, with the Americanist, if you will. Things are starting to really settle down a lot. People are starting to realize law enforcement is starting to take hold, and real law enforcement is happening in a lot of the communities again, because they feel comfortable with going out and busting the bad guys, usually associated with the cartels. This is the problem. The cartels have run rampant, and were given open door policy in America by Obama, because he's part of it. He's part of that globalist cabal. Everywhere you have, remember we talked about Duterte yesterday and all that. It's all a globalist cabal going on. We've got to stop it. And Rahm Emanuel is the first place to stop it. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com, and we'll be pulling up the emails here at the break. And hopefully answering some of it. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this Maxine Waters situation. She's in trouble in her own district. It's a good thing. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online, that's shootersparadiseonline.us, or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.